This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
From the days when dance music was 140 beats per minute. From 1993, that was number 8 on the UK charts. It's called Real Love. It was from a band called The Time Frequency. The vocalist at the top on that song was a young Scottish lass called Mary Keaney. She is now proudly an Australian resident. She's based in Sydney and she's with us right now. Welcome to Joy, Mary.
Hello, Joy. Hello, listeners.
How are you?
Pardon?
How are you?
I'm very well. I'm loving life in Sydney. With my family. Yes, enjoying the sunshine, enjoying everything that Australia has to offer. So I'm good. I'm making music. I'm singing songs. I'm organising parties. I'm trying to keep it fabulous, Joy. I'm trying to keep it fabulous.
The list of things I need to talk to you about in the next few minutes is just ridiculously long. But I need to ask, what is it like to actually hear The Time Frequency in Real Love on the radio again?
Do you know? It's just you remind me that it was 1993. And that's the only thing that makes it feel old or makes it feel that long ago. But for me, the memories and the moments and everything that was happening in the UK at the time, the rave music, it was all coming through and all the dance music, you know, that feels like, that feels fresh kind of in my head, you know. I'm still up there raving, I really am.
Now, after The Time Frequency, you went solo and you were involved in so many big dance songs across Europe. And teamed up with so many great producers that we still know the names of and in many cases are still active today. I mean, I was just going through the list of some of the songs that you're involved in over the last couple of decades. I know. And it's like there was, you know, there's a track there that had was remixed by the Slee Sisters. There's another one remixed, of course, there was the 100%, which had the famous final Motivate remix.
Ride that horse with the Motivate. That beat was just so huge back in the 90s, and I think I was one of the first artists to actually get Motivate to remix and produce and do all that. So again, it was very much a great sound. It was something that was happening, you know, and I was just dead lucky. I was really, really lucky to be part of something new and something fresh, and I think even though it was two decades ago or even more, if you put that on like they're doing at the Shift here in Oxford Street, and they have their 90s nights and they have all these kind of revival nights, and everybody is on that dance floor because it was a fabulous time for a lot of people. And I think the music as well, the production, everything, the songs, the vocals, it was just amazing, you know, and you can never take that away from that era. And I think that's why just through the years I've been able to keep performing and keep kind of singing on different, you know, with different DJs and producers and stuff, because I did have a sound and I had those big vocals. So, but very lucky, I've been very lucky over the years to have met a lot of these great talented people and to have, you know, sung in the clubs with some of these amazing DJs, and a lot of them become friends, and you know, one thing leads to another, and at the end of the day I'm a singer and I want to sing good songs, and it's just good to be part of something and still be making music. So yeah, I love it.
It is, like, I mean, just a few other names. I mean, there was, you worked with Northern Beat, you worked with Wayne G, of course.
Absolutely. I've got Paul Oakenfold in there. I've got Fergie. I've got quite a few. But at the time, everybody was all excited and, you know, just loving the vibe, just loving everything that was coming through all the clubs and the UK. Everybody, you know, myself and all these DJs that I worked with, we're all still making music because we just loved it.
Absolutely.
We really did. And we all made friends with each other. And it's still wonderful to bump into one of the other DJs, even like Wayne G and stuff, and it's just, you just feel all this kind of love. And
it's amazing.
I'm part of your past, you're part of my past, you know.
It is.
We are what made that whole time great, you know, me, you and all these other people. It's great, it's lovely. And one of my biggest songs, the song that actually brought me to Australia was a big song you might know called I Imagine.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and I still, I sung at a birthday party in the Gold Coast with the lovely Rob Crawford, and he wanted me to sing I Imagine because it meant a lot to him, and I think that song meant a lot to a lot of people, especially in Australia back in the 90s. You know, it takes them right back to the Mardi Gras of this day, or maybe their coming out song, and I think that's just amazing, you know. So that song for me and the music that I've been involved in will just never go away. No. It'll never die.
And now, how long have you actually lived in Sydney now?
Well, I came over here about 19 years ago, believe it or not. But I've only been here full time for about 8 years.
Right.
But I knew from that first day I got here, and the people that I met on that first day, I just had this feeling in my heart that, do you know, I could live here. It was just immediately fabulous. It was just immediately inviting and warm. And the DJs that were, you know, making it happen, your Stephen Blomfields, your Paul Goodyears, and your Wayne G's. And, you know, they were just, it was just lovely. It was lovely to meet all these people and just, you know, they're very genuine, loving their music, loving playing, getting the dance floors filled, and, you know, really caring about it all. And it was just, it was a great place to come to for me, and that still hasn't really changed. You know, I still walk out in the morning and just go, thank goodness, I'm just so blessed. I feel as if I'm on holiday every day.
Well, that's right, and you love this place so much that back in 2005, 2006, you had an album called The Sydney Sessions, which had a whole bunch of tracks on it, which not only were in a more laid back style, but of course had a whole bunch of remixes on it as well, and a song that came out of that album, which is still a joy favourite today, is a song called Never Ever.
It was a strange one to come out because it was picked up, I think, by Central Station or somewhere, and it was it was one of those songs that I absolutely love. I love that one from the heart, I really do. But sometimes I can love a song, but it's not actually what everybody else wants to love. But so that Never Ever was kind of like that, and then somebody picked up on it, and I've heard you saying before about loving that song, or it's been on the radio, it's been on Joy, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm loving that. I'm loving that you're loving that, because it was a special one to me, you know. And a lot of those songs from the Sydney Sessions, they were written after maybe a weekend on Oxford Street with all my mates, or, you know, a beautiful dinner party with all my mates again, or a day trip here with all my mates. And I just felt inspired back then to keep on writing about, you know, following the sun and how special and magical everything was, and, you know, we'll have hope. And
Mary, we have
never was like that.
Absolutely. We have some really important stuff to talk to you about, and very much at the important to you and from the heart. But we're going to listen to Never Ever now, because I want to remind people about this. So this is Mary Keaney from 2005. It's Never Ever on Joy.
Joy 94.9.
Still on the line with us from Sydney is the very lovely, the very wonderful Mary Keaney.
Hello, so here. That was lovely listening to that.
Did you like what you heard?
Yes, it takes me right back again.
She was thinking
it.
That woman can sing.
Now we've talked about a little bit about the fact that you are rooted in dance music history.
You are.
Am
I really?
Yes. And
lucky me.
Now, the thing is that you, being in Sydney, you are very close to the gay festival, the gay Christmas that is held in Australia
that,
every
that,
year.
That wee parade, that wee event that happens every year.
Yes, yeah. So Mardi Gras festival. Now you've decided to get intimately involved and set up a new party. Now, what the hell made you one want to do this, and two that you thought that it was a good idea?
Well, way back in the day when I was loving all my music and being in the charts, I was going out clubbing with all my beautiful gay friends down in London. I was going to trade. I was going to trade in London, and I was just loving. I was just loving all these people getting together and just dancing the night away. But I decided to take trade to Glasgow, and then I had trade Glasgow. So I've always dabbled in kind of party organising, and really always wanting to just create something that I would love, like with a passion. So that's kind of where this party's come from. Now, everything starts just with a mad idea. You think, I wonder if I can do that. Now, I was on a few Atlantis cruises, and the best party for me, and what seemed to be for a lot of other people, was the tea dance. And I thought, what's all that about? So off I went and got my espresso martini, and then I just became Donna Summer. And just, I was dancing on the balcony, swinging my hair. And then they drop an ABBA song, and I was loving that. And then it was just the most amazing atmosphere. It was in an afternoon, so all us oldies all still had energy. You know, put on a bit of an afro wig and a few medallions. And all of a sudden, we were performing, we were singing, we were just dancing, and it was just wonderful. So I kept that with me, and I thought, do you know, I would love something like that to happen in Sydney. And there's all this talk about, you know, the nightlife is not happening, it's not the way it used to be, and nothing's the way it used to be, and da-da-da. And I thought, well, maybe I could create something that I would love, you know, and people my age group or people that were out clubbing in the 90s or before would also love. So I put a submission into Mardi Gras, and the idea was accepted. And now we have the tea dance. And I have it on the rooftop terrace of Home Nightclub. And it's on the weekend that should have been Harbour Party. So now we have the Darling Harbour Party, which is my tea dance. And so, really what it is, it's about fabulous people dressing up a little bit if they like, but it's very, very much encouraged to come, to have a cocktail in their hand, to have the sun above them and all their friends round about them, and dancing to all the old retro sounds mixed by a guy called Warren Gluck. Now Warren Gluck,
tell us about Warren.
He did Mardi Gras 97, 98, 99, and those were fine years back in the Mardi Gras days, you know. And you know, he's just very, very good at what he does. And he offered to do an 8-hour set, and I just thought, this is just all coming together so beautifully well. And then, of course, friends around me. There's a beautiful man, Anthony Lowe, down there in Melbourne. He's flying the flag for us too. And, you know, so the more people I tell about it, they just look at me and think, do you know, that's just a wonderful idea. And it's really, you know, your disco needs you.
Absolutely.
And it's about trying to gather up all those oldies and their young friends, you know, and come and be fabulous for the afternoon and just be kind of taking on a bit of a disco journey. And then I've got in the other room, I've got the lovely Johnny Blue Boy and Dan Dan, and they're going to kind of drop in a few wee kind of little kind of quirky numbers here and there as well. And I've thought of everything. I've thought of drag shows, and I don't actually want to give too much away right now. There's a few surprises in there. And, you know, at the end of the day, I just want to create a fabulous party with all my friends there, and for them all to go away and go, I can't wait for the next one.
It sounds,
and that's what it's all about.
It sounds amazing. It's on the top of the Home Nightclub, so it's going to have a view of Darling Harbour. You've got DJ Warren Gluck in the main room. From New York for 8 hours. It's really old school. It just sounds disco fantastic.
It's going to be disco fantastic. Thank you.
you can get tickets from ticketebo.com.au.
Ticketebo.
Yes. You can, if you want more information from Mary, you can email tdance@marykiani.com. I love that.
Simple. Straight to the point.
Mary Kiani, we are going to have to get you on the line again at some stage. There's so much more that we could talk about tonight. But Tea Dance for Mardi Gras Festival is the 2016, is the one. It's going to be February the 28th, so the week before the parade, 12 p.m. to 8 p.m., very pretty civilized for those of us who remember the 90s.
Yeah. Come and I'll remind you.
Yeah, absolutely. Mary Carney, it's been amazing. Thank you for being on the phone with us today.
You're very welcome. Thank you very much. Thank you for all the support. And thank you to all the listeners out there. Thank you.
All right. Our pleasure. That's Mary Carney. Get to Tea Dance for Sydney Mardi Gras Festival, February 28th. ticketebo.com.au. Here she is with her brand new song, It's Family, on Joy.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.